next? What is my next step that God would have for me? It's, am I in the will of God? And so there's important decisions that you make in life, and they're called next. What are my next steps today? And so every believer in this room is in the stage of either new birth in Christ, I just got born again a week ago, 2 weeks ago, or maybe you've been mature in God and you've saying, hey, ever since I was a baby, I was born again. I got born again in the womb, that sort of thing. But whatever maturity or stage that you're at, how many know you got to keep growing? Amen. Can I hear a good amen? Amen. Yeah, you got to keep moving towards the next level because you don't want to become stagnant. No one has arrived. Has anybody levitated in this room? We're about to take our, you know, no, nobody's done that. Or it's kind of weird if you do that. So you want to grow towards that. You want to have that in your life today. And so there are steps towards that. We've covered in this series the assurance of salvation, that you got saved. We've covered in this series water baptism, what it means to be immersed. We'll cover that just a little bit. Spiritual gifts were covered last week. Go back to our website. Go back to our Facebook page. Look at those. We've talked about giving and growing. And you need those in your life today as you go to the next levels in God's today. Today we're going to talk about baptism. And the baptism that we have is to be in the Bible, it's called immersion. It's to be literally where you're over flooded and you're in over your head. It's just not dunked in water. You think, well, it's just water baptism. No, there are three baptisms that are made that are said in the Bible. And these are extra notes. Again, you have them in front of you that you can take extra notes on the big screen. Here you go. The first baptism of the three is this. Somebody say baptism into the body of Christ. Boy, that's a weak one. Amen. First service did much better. I'll count on y'all doing better in the next time I ask you to help me out. You can put right next to that salvation. And salvation is that you're baptized. Well, I'm part of the local church here at Living Faith Church. No, you're baptized in the body. It says it in 1 Corinthians on the big screen, 1 Corinthians 12:13. For we've all are baptized, and that word baptized is the word immersion, where you go under into the one spirit, into one body. And that means the family of God, because we all have a family, a church family, but you're part of a bigger family, God's family. Aren't you glad because of that? And he welcomes every one of us. So the first step in life to truly have passion is to go after God and immerse yourself in the things of God and saying, God, I want all that you have for me, and I'm getting saved today. There's a place in the scriptures that speak about that in the level of salvation that comes to all of us. There was a 40-day period that Jesus walked around after he was resurrected. So he had his glorified, resurrected body. And for 40 days, the Bible says that 500 people saw a dead man that was once dead resurrected. Isn't that incredible? Amen. Yeah, I get excited about that, but maybe you do too. Amen. So in John chapter 20, verse 19 on the big screen, Sunday evening, the disciples were meeting behind where? Wow. And back then, they didn't have security systems, or they didn't have, you know, the thing that they could watch you. You know, you could watch on your cell phone who's at the doorbell, that sort of thing. So they were locked for a reason, because they were afraid of Jewish leaders. They just crucified their master, their rabbi. And so look what happens next. Suddenly, Jesus is standing among them. So he walked right through a locked door. I think that would kind of freak me out. How about you? And that's why he said this. I'm glad he said, peace be unto you, right? Peace be with you, yeah. Some of y'all, you know, I look at the Bible and I get a little bit of humor out of it. And some of y'all look at me like, really? Yeah, that's all you got? Amen. But don't do drugs. Read the Bible. It's better, right, everybody? And as he spoke, he showed them. He said, hey, here's where they pierced me with that spear. Here's where they nailed me to the cross. Here's where they nailed my feet. Look at them. And they said that they were filled with joy when they saw their Lord, right, everybody? What a peace that brought him. He's alive again. And this isn't an Easter sermon, but verse 21 said this. And again, he said, peace be unto you. And as the Father is sending me, Jesus is talking, I'm sending you. And look what he does. He breathed on them and he said, receive the Holy Spirit. And look at the context of this, verse 23. And if you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. And if you do not forgive them, they are not what? This was the point. How could they not have the Holy Spirit? And they didn't have the Holy Spirit because Jesus had died on the cross for them. And they were with Jesus for 3 years, though, Pastor. Yeah, they were with him for 3 years, but they were in the old covenant. Salvation didn't come to the disciples until Christ died on the cross and they received him as Savior. The same with you and I. And the Holy Spirit doesn't come to any believer until they receive Christ. And on the other end of that, I've been in some places where they say, well, you don't got the Holy Spirit until you speak in tongues. No, you don't. That's not true. That's not true. Who told you that? You have the Holy Spirit once you get saved. Now, there's an immersion that we'll speak about, an overflowing life, and that's called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But every one of us have the Holy Spirit that have believed on Jesus as Savior. So don't ever let anybody tell you that you're a second-class person because you don't have the Holy Spirit because the evidence of this or that. Amen. Better yet, how's your tongue being managed and how you talking about people than speaking in tongues? Give me a good amen. Yeah, amen. Jesus went to the cross, and when you receive Christ as your Savior, thank God for the Holy Spirit within every one of you in this room that has the belief in Jesus that He saved you. Right, everybody? And so the second thought of baptism that it speaks in the New Testament, somebody say water baptism. And we covered that for a whole sermon, and 12 of you were gloriously baptized. You immediately responded, I'm saved, now I got to go to the next level. I need to become water baptized. And you responded a few weeks ago. It's incredible, and that's on Facebook too. Salvation experience is separate from water baptism. Well, you're not saved unless you get water baptized. No, that's not true. Remember the thief on the cross. He turned to Jesus and he said, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus looked at him on the cross too and said, today I'll remember you in paradise. You'll be in paradise with me. Now, did Jesus say, hold up, everybody, he's not water baptized, and for him to get to heaven, get him off the cross, get me off the cross, we've got to dunk him. No, he still went to heaven without being water baptized. It's important that you get water baptized because it's a public statement of the wedding band of Christianity. When you do a wedding ceremony, you do it because you want everybody to come. You bring the cake. She dresses in white. You wear that best tux. You do a ceremony so you show everybody, I belong to her. She belongs to me. We made vows together. And all water baptism is going public. I'm going public for Jesus, right? I have decided to follow Jesus. In Acts chapter 2, on the big screen, verse 41, 3,000 at the book of Acts, day of Pentecost. They accepted the message of salvation, and then they were immediately. 27 times in the New Testament, it speaks of water baptism after people were saved. So it's a pattern of the New Testament. Your faith goes public, and thank God for it. The third one we'll speak into today, and we'll spend the rest of our time today. Somebody say, baptism in the Holy Spirit. For some, it's been controversial. For some, it's been packaged wrong. For some, it's been done. But we're going to do it the Bible way. Is that cool with everybody? And so Jesus told the disciples, he says, when you go to Jerusalem, wait. Wait until the promise comes. And they waited, and they waited, and they tarried, and they waited. Mary was there, the followers of Christ, about 120. And on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came, and he descended. There were descriptions like this. It was like fire, and it was like a wind, and it was like an innocent as a dove today. So those are all symbols of the Holy Spirit, right, everybody? I like to symbolize it. It's a glass of water. Yeah, you get saved. But then the immersion is when that glass goes into the swimming pool, and it overwhelms it, and it immerses it, and it's overflowing, right, everybody? And so Amy Simple McPherson, which is the founder of our church, you might say, no, y'all, or you and Irma found it in your house. Y'all told the story. Well, we found this local congregation, but we belong to a greater church, and it's called Four Square, the Four Square Church. And on that church, when it founded in the 1920s, it was a lady that just wanted to help people. She wanted to feed the poor. She wanted to clothe people. She wanted to just reach out to people that were down and out. And so she began to have a mission to do that. She says, by the way, she said she looked for a man to do it, but no man stepped up, and so she did it. Wow, isn't that something? And so she began to grow in so much of serving people that they needed to have a church. And a church was born called Angelus Temple that is still there in Los Angeles. And she grew in such significance that she became one of the first mega churches
in the 1930s, 3,000 people were coming, 5,000 people were coming, and that was in the 1930s. So it's an incredible story of our heritage and legacy as a Foursquare church. She was known for her dramatic sermons. Before there was illustrated sermons, she kind of invented them. And so Hollywood producers from Los Angeles, Hollywood, would come sit in the congregation because she was so illustrated, and she would do these dramatic sermons that they would just learn and take script and notes, and they would go back and produce these. So one time she wanted to speak about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, true story. And she said, you know, she had this dove, a real dove. And she says, if I get the dove, and she said, get this one child, go up into the choir rafters, go into the rafters, and when I say to the people, receive the Holy Spirit, I want you to let the dove go and let it fly. And everybody's going to go, oh, you know, wonder. So this is just illustrated sermon. So the child's up there, but when the child climbs up there, there was this cat in the church. It was 1930s. The cat had eaten the dove. Yeah, and so she didn't know that. The kid's up there, you know, ready to, like, looking around. But he has the cat because he captured the cat that ate the dove. And so Pastor Amy goes, receive the Holy Spirit. And nothing happens. And then she says it again, receive the Holy Spirit, you know, and nothing happens. And she says, receive the Holy Spirit, you know. And the child looks down and says, the cat ate the dove. Do you want me to throw down the cat? True story. And funny things happen in church, right, everybody? The book of Acts could not have happened unless the Holy Spirit was present. The baptism of the Holy Spirit was present. And so I want to speak into your fears today. I want to speak into those, yeah, give me some of that Holy Spirit. It's about time. Y'all started talking about that. I'm going to speak into that too, which I want. I dreamed of a church that would be filled with skepticism and almost fear. And then check this out. I would want the other people that are full other board there saying, man, I want to change the world for Jesus. Right, everybody? I welcome everybody. And that's what sort of church that we want to have at Living Faith. Is that cool with everybody? So in Acts chapter 8, verse 14, it speaks of the levels of where they're at in the history of the early church. So when the apostles at Jerusalem heard of the Samaritans had accepted the word of God. Remember the woman at the well at Samaritan that Jesus spoke to? Well, a church was born there because of that woman being an evangelist, and a church was born there. And so now the early church is happening. Are y'all with me this morning? And so they sent Peter and John with them. And when they arrived, they prayed with them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit had not come upon them. Now, the Word of God was there. They were born again. They received Christ. And they had simply been baptized in the name of the Lord. They even were obedient in water baptism. And then look at this, the final sentence. Then Peter and John, are y'all with me? He placed their hands on them. And may we always lay hands on people at Living Faith Church. There's a special grace. I was praying for somebody this morning in our time, and I said, there's a special grace as we lay our hands on you right now. God's going to bless you. Amen? Amen? And so we're not going to forget about the laying on of hands here. And so they laid hands on them, and look what they received, the Holy Spirit. It's next level. You go to one level, and you're saying, well, this is all there is. I'm going to be born again for the rest of my life. No, God wants to immerse you. God wants to bring you the level that it's not in your control. It's in God's control, and you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Well, I received it, you know, and it was 20 years ago I received it. And that's good today, and I'm going to speak into the levels that you continually get filled with God. Right, everybody in this room? There's another experience, and it's the empowerment of the Holy Spirit that comes upon us. The apostles received it at the day of Pentecost. The early church received it. You need to receive it also today. Thank God for it. Get ready to receive, right, everybody? The baptism of the Holy Spirit isn't like we spoke about last week if you were here. We've emphasized tongues so much that it's just one of the 27 gifts that are mentioned in the New Testament. And we made that almost like this superpower gift, and it's just one of the 27 gifts. And it's wrong to emphasize one gift over the other. Do y'all understand that today? I shouldn't shy away from it.
I shouldn't be scared of it. I should want everything that God has for me. Do you all understand that? There's a balance. I don't want that Holy Spirit that's going to make you bark. That's going to make you roll on the ground. That's going to make you a weirdo. No, it doesn't. Doesn't do any of that. That's a personality. That's something that happens. That's why the church gets a bad name, because people are doing things in the flesh. Do you understand that? Are you glad you came to Living Faith? Yeah, you're going to be educated in God's Word today, amen. Each one of us in this room has a spiritual journey. You, I, every heart that's beating, you have a journey to go on today. And it's the next level, and you should pursue it. If all that you've been on, if all that you've received is salvation, God has more for you. Well, I don't know if I want that, man, because I've seen it so much. God has good gifts for His children, right? He really does today. I have my journey, and I give you your journey, but my journey was something like this. You've heard it. I will change. I will give you some stuff that maybe I've never told you before. I went to a Pentecostal church as a kid, and there was some good things that happened in that Pentecostal church, but there was also some things, I think, just because we didn't know any better, we did them, and we need to read the Bible and do it the Bible way. And so whenever the Holy Spirit would hit, there was this one lady, her name was Maria. And if your name's Maria, I'm sorry, okay, but that was her name. And when the Holy Spirit would hit, it would be like this. They would sing, while I was praying, somebody touched me. One chord, too, well, by the way. No smoke machine, no lighting, no special effect. While I was praying, somebody touched me. You know, and when the Holy Spirit would begin to move in that church, Maria would start doing this thing, like wipe off, wipe on, you know, the Daniel LaRusso thing. I don't know what, and she would start to hop like this. And then she would go, woo! Woo! And, you know, and they were, that dude was singing up there, while I was praying, somebody, I know it was the hand of the Lord. And they'd keep going. And so when that would happen, people would start clapping, and the Maria would break out and do that every time. Well, you know, I was saved. And then, you know, they would say, well, she got hit with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost hit her. And that was her expression of faith. I'm not taking anything away. But here's what happened one Sunday. It hit her, and I was on the end row. I tried not to sit on the end because they would come down the aisle doing that. And then so she got close to me doing the wipe on, wipe off, amen, the Karate Kid thing. And then she grabbed my hand. Do you ever, like, have this thing rise up within you like, no! She grabbed my hand, and I was trying to lift my hand like that to see where she was coming. She was coming down the aisle. You know, I was like, yeah, I was lifting my hand, and here she comes. And then she was right next to me doing that, and she grabbed my hand, and then she started pulling me out into the aisle. And I didn't know what I was going to do next, man. And here was God, amen. God was there, and God was there, amen. But God wasn't on me, because God, I was afraid of what was going to take place. I felt like a second-class citizen because I never spoke in tongues. And they would ask me things like, did you receive, as a teenager, did you receive the Holy Spirit? And I go, I don't know. Do you speak in tongues? And I go, no. Well, you don't have the Holy Spirit then. And I was like, I said, why do I feel bad? Because I don't have the, and there was this confusion, and nobody spoke clarity into it. And I don't want anybody to ever feel like that at Living Faith Church. Because I want a church where you know that it's not about speaking in tongues. It's part of it, and that's great. But you know, in the book of Acts, as many people spoke in tongues, some didn't. Wow, it's quiet in this Episcopalian church this morning. We're a Spirit-filled church. But you know what I'm more concerned about than somebody speaking in tongues? How do you treat your family? When you're not at church, how are you treating? Because that's an evidence of speaking it. That's an evidence of being filled of God. You speak with all the tongues that you want, and thank God for it. Paul said, I speak in more tongues than you, and I want you to do that. But how do you behave when nobody's looking? Are you full of God still? That should make, is your tongue really speaking right things? The evidence of the baptism of the Holy Spirit is boldness. It's a mission that you get from God. That's why the early church won the world, because they loved God so much. They were filled with God. They were spilling out on the community. They were loving people. They were doing signs and wonders. It wasn't that they were speaking in tongues to entertain each other or barking or doing things that were... They were winning God. The world was being won because of the... Oh, there's a passion in my heart that your spirit filled today. Amen. Only for the reason that you become this witness for Christ. And the light of God is shining through your life, right, everybody? Amen. I'll clap for... Yes, Lord, do that in my life today. You're called of God to make a difference in the world. But it's going to take that next level. You need the power of the Holy Spirit to do it. Don't shut me down. Come on. Well, I don't want that Holy Spirit because it's just, it's going to make me do some weird stuff. No, it's not. If you won the Powerball lottery and it was $3 million that you won, would you want, well, just give me a little bit of it. I would want it all. And God the Father is much bigger than the Powerball $3 million. I want everything that God has for me because it's good. Give me a good amen. Amen. Don't be afraid of the Holy Spirit. Don't run from the Holy Spirit because of abuses that you've seen or something that was packaged wrong, because God is not that way. Amen. God is good, and He's a good Father. Amen. In Ephesians chapter 5, the scripture, I don't think it's in your handout, but it's very important to our foundation here as we look at the scriptures and we educate the believer. Do not be drunk with what? Yeah, don't do it the world's way. Don't do it the persuade, because you're going to want some escapism. But don't do it that way, because it's going to lead to what? Debauchery. It's going to leave you empty. It's going to leave you hungover. It's going to leave you with a bad headache. You're going to need that menudo breakfast, right, everybody? Yeah. But instead, be filled with who? And that word be filled is a continuous overflowing. God, fill me, fill me. Fill me again. Fill me this morning. I'm full. I came to church. No, Monday morning when I go to work, Friday night, I'm going to get full of God. Yeah. And I have God in my life, and I'm going to stay away from that, because you're asking God to not make you natural, but to make you supernatural. Normal's not working for your Christian walk. You need something that is above, that's supernatural, and it's the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Right, everybody? The last time I looked, we can't do normal as usual today. You're going to receive an ordination today, some of you. You'll walk away. I'm ordained now to do ministry. I'm ordained to do the things of God. I'm going to give you 3 life-changing principles for this very moment right now to receive the immersion of the Holy Spirit, right, everybody? Number one is this: remove all barriers. Are y'all with me this morning? Get the barriers, move them away today, and go in. Go for it today, because you want God's good gift. Peter, during the trial of Jesus, the Apostle Peter, he was so filled with fear, and that was his barrier. A little girl came up to him, and she said, "Weren't you the one that was with Jesus? Weren't you?" And Jesus was getting beat and tort, and he was being falsely accused in the court of law there. And he looked at, if that's going happening to my master, it ain't going to happen to me. And this little girl said, "Yeah, you were with him." And Peter said, "No, I wasn't," and he even cussed. He was such a coward at that moment. 30 days later from that moment, he's preaching to 3,000 people, and he's filled, and he's the rock now. He's Peter the Rock, man. He's bringing it, and people are filled with the Holy Spirit. What happened to that man from 30 days prior when he was a coward? The baptism of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost filled his life. And boldness rose up about him, and he wasn't a coward anymore. It changed his whole life today. Look what happens in the book of Acts chapter 2 when he begins to speak about this promise. And he said this, are you there with me? Peter replied, "You haven't had any fun all day living faith, by the way. Why don't y'all read this with me? Is that cool? Y'all can finally talk back. Amen. Let's go ahead and talk. On three, are y'all with me? Let's read it together on three, out loud, net out soft. 1, 2, 3, go. Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. The promise is for you and your children." In other words, this promise I have for you, Peter's saying, it's for you. It's not something that God's going to say. People remember promises, don't you? Yeah, we remember promises, yeah. And so God is much bigger than us today, amen? Remove the things that hinder you from receiving. Get past that. Some things are hindering your marriage, your relationship. You single adults in this room, there's this thing that's hindering your walk with God. You need to remove it today. Your healing needs to take place. There's barriers that you have. You got to receive your healing. You got to do something in the natural. Lose about 20 pounds. Oh, come on. Why'd you have to say that, Pat Preacher? Amen. You know, I was enjoying. Amen. Some of you need to lead a small group this summer. Remove the hindrance of that. Yeah. So you can be obedient to God. Request the promise of the Holy Spirit today. Simply say, God, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, you have good things for me. It's a whisper that you do maybe every day. It's a declaration that you make in your car on your way to work. God, fill me with your Holy Spirit. As children, we never forget about the promises that we get from our mom and dad. You said we were going to go to Chuck E. Cheese, and now we're eating Tony's pizza in the oven. And you know, because you remembered y'all were going to go to Chuck E. Cheese when you were a kid, and you believed your mom and dad. And now you're eating that frozen pizza, or it's warming up, right? No, nobody get that out of here, man. We don't want to eat that, man. And because you're a child, you have childlike faith. And Jesus said, unless you become like a child. I think we grow up too much with our heart and mind. I'm a grown-up now. I got to behave this way. And you get this wonderment where it's not a wonder anymore about your Father, your Heavenly Father, and the promises that He makes to each of us. He says, man, you can count on me. I'm not going to put a frozen pizza in the oven for you. We're going to Chuck E. Cheese. Amen. If I said that, I'm a promise keeper. Man will let you down, but God won't. Look at the scripture with me about the request. If you ask for it, God will give it to you. Luke chapter 11, verse 13. And though you are evil fathers, man, we're not going to, sometimes we don't do what we say. We're not perfect. Know how to give good gifts to your children, but you love your kids. How much more will your Father in heaven give you the gift of the Holy Spirit for those that, what? You got to ask for it, Lord. I want everything that God the Father has for me. Amen. Would you join me on that journey? Yeah, amen. The second principle is this. Receive Him as what? Receive Him by? Yeah. So I don't like this about God. I'll be real upfront about everything, and I just told you this. How much I love the Lord, and I know you love the Lord. But with God, if you want something that you've never experienced, you got to take a leap of faith. You got to take that step. And the Holy Spirit is so huge and so massive that He won't be contained in this 4x4 blockhead. He takes over. And many of us in this room are saying, you know what? I got to understand it. I got to get some control about it. And God is saying, no. You need to step into the place. The Holy Spirit will never make you do something you don't want to do that will become unbecoming. It will be you need to obey what God's telling you to do. Well, I don't want to go there. Well, God's telling you go there because I'm sending you there. And then you'll get the desire. And so there's a balance in that, but it won't make you look stupid or foolish. You won't be a weirdo with the Holy Spirit. Is that cool with everybody? Because there's too many weirdos already. In Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 3, it says this, and it's a spiritual journey that describes me and probably describes you. And as a man went eastward with a measuring line, and there he had that measuring line, he measured about 1,000 cubits, and he went to the water where it was ankle deep. And that's where many of us are right now. I got saved, and that's enough. I'm in control. You know, the water, I'm going to still hold on. I can still brace myself in the river because of the water flowing. Well, look what it says. It continues because you need to have a spiritual progression in your life and keep going forward. It says that, and then he measured off another 1,000 cubits, and he led me to the water that, where is it at now? Yeah, it's knee deep now. You're still in control. You're still touching the bottom of the surface, right? And then it continues. And then he measured off another 1,000 and he led me to the waters that were the waist deep. Yeah. Many of us, you know, today I'm going to lift my hands in church. And I've never done that before. So today I'm going to lift my hands in church. It's going to hit me on the third song. The third song, I'm going to kind of go. And you, woo, and I lifted my hands in church finally, yeah. But you're still in control. You're waist deep. Look what it continues to say. And now he measured off another 1,000 and he was in the river and he could not cross it because now he's kind of having to float. and there's no float because the water had risen and it was deep enough now to what? It was a backstroke, the dog paddle like Nava does, amen? And a river no one could cross. And I love that picture. Not that it's scary, but God's going to give you the ability to swim, of course, but it's going to be out of your hands and in God's hands. And give your life to Christ today and say, Lord, fill me today with your Holy Spirit because, God, you're going to take me on a ride today. Give me a good amen. Amen. And God gives good rides. Give me in that inner tube. Give me a good amen. Amen. Yeah, so I'm in over my head today. God wants you to go deeper with him today. Amen. When God is in control of your life, you know you're finally free. We've been in control for everything that we've done in our relationships on this earth, in controlling, trying to even control a church. And God is saying, today I'm showing up. Would it get out of your hands so it can get into my hands and I can finally, boy, I'm preaching better than your amen and amen, but that's okay. Amen. So you can truly be free. Let God come take over living faith. Because if you don't, God, we don't have much of a future. And now if that is happening, that means the people of living faith are being controlled by God and not being controlled by you today. The Bible speaks of faith and really how to please God and what we must do. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 on the big screen, and it says, without faith, it's impossible. It doesn't say it's difficult. What does it say? Man, it's going to be really, really hard without faith. No, it's impossible. Without faith to please God. Because anyone that comes to him must believe that he exists. Well, God's invisible. One day he won't be. You'll see him in heaven. And God's, you don't see God. But he's a rewarder of anybody that earnestly, what? It's that faith like a child, not being like a grown up today. God is not looking for perfection. God is just wanting you to go forward today. Amen. I brought something to cook with today. And we're going to serve up some good food in a moment. So who's hungry? Okay, just joking. I'm not. I'm going to show you some water, though. You know, we get saved, and you're like that earthen vessel, and the Holy Spirit comes within you. You have the Holy Spirit today, and the water of God, the fullness of God is here. And so the Bible says you're a new creation in Christ, and he fills you. You're clear. You're clean. But you know what happens? Like it happens to me, like it happens to you, life happens. Sinful patterns begin to happen. Life, circumstance happen. And so sometimes in life, you know, we get some like lemon juice in us. Like we get kind of, well, some bitterness went into us and we get kind of bitter. And so that goes into us. And then, you know, we get maybe green with envy. You know, I'm envious of that person. Look at the neighbor. They got the boat. I don't. And that goes into our lives. And we get green with envy, and we envy maybe the sister's, you know, new hat on Easter Sunday, and you didn't have a hat. Nobody told you to bring a hat. That's nobody in this church, amen. You didn't get the memo. Some of y'all have an anger problem, and you get, you know, hot. You get, man, you get so hot. Some of y'all really get mad. I've seen you, amen. They didn't recognize, you know, you get mad. You know, you get mad on your block. Why'd they leave the dog out all night, and he's barking, and you get upset. You know, and you start hitting people. That's nobody in this church. I'm talking about the other church. Some of us even have that self-righteousness. You know, you look good on the outside. Jesus called these people Pharisees, right? The Pharisees look good on the outside, but on the inside, he says you're whitewashed walls, but on the inside, you really stink, kind of like this vinegar. Vinegar, man, it looks good and it looks clear, but it's... You know, it just stinks, and you look good, but you're not today. There's things like that happen that we have these habits. This is the first time that we've ever opened up a beer at Living Faith Church, I think, at this altar. I'm not sure what happened that other day. And these are just habits that we get caught up in life, and we get these habits, and they're bondages, and we can't break free. We can't break free of them, and
We get full of those and their habits. And, you know, it's drunkenness. It could be. But it could also be gossip. It could also be a sexual addiction. It could be something that a habit that you just can't free, the porn on the internet. It could be a lot of stuff. I'm just using that as an example today. And then there's this darkness that comes upon us that you think, you know what, nobody sees me doing this. And this is my one little thing. And it becomes dark. And this is a Christian now. I'm going to be a light for Jesus. I'm so glad God doesn't have to leave us this way. You make the choice not to stay this way, right? The Bible speaks of in Ephesians 5, we just read it, to continuously be filled with the Spirit. Don't get full of the culture. Don't get full of that wine. Because that's going to lead to debauchery. You're not going to be full of me. You're going to be full of the world. But I want you to be, Jesus said, be full of me. Be immersed in me. And so I'm grateful for the immersion of the Holy Spirit. Well, how do I do that? How do I get full of God when I'm full of this? And I'm no different than the neighbor at work. I'm no different than the person down the block. I'm not a witness. You're no different. You're just like us. You gossip the same way. You drink the same way. How can I be different? How did you come to Jesus? You came to Jesus by faith. You come to Christ. You get full by faith. You remove all the barriers. I'm not going to do that anymore that is containing me. I'm going to get full of God. And so we get full of God. And you, by faith, you pour in the Spirit of God. You read your Bible every day. Yeah, every day. Every day I read my Bible. I read the Bible every day because sooner or later it's going to take effect. It's going to start doing something in my life if I read God's Word every day. And then I'm going to ask, Lord, give me some more Word. I'm going to ask the Lord right now to fill me every day. Lord, fill me afresh every morning, Lord. Fill me in the afternoon. Fill me in the evening. Yeah, I taste that Tabasco coming out right now. Yeah, it's that hot anger's coming out because I'm full of God and it doesn't have any room to contain. And then all that self-righteousness that I had that I thought I was, this or that, Lord, fill me afresh. Fill me afresh. Lord, fill me till I'm overflowing. Fill me. Yes, Lord, I want more of you. And you get God within you and you look like that. I don't taste any of the vinegar anymore. Thank God for good water that comes from Living Faith Church. Right, everybody? Amen. That's what I want of you, beloved, today. That you would, the third final point is this, that you would relate to the Holy Spirit daily. Every day that you would come to Jesus and every day that you would get full of Him because He will knock out all the impurities of your life till it's overflowing. But it takes you doing that as a step of faith today. It's a daily walk with God. It's an overflowing walk with God, and that's your life today. Amen. There's only one place in the New Testament that it speaks of God, the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And Paul wrote it to the Corinthian church, and he said this, "This grace of the Master of Jesus Christ, the extravagant love of God, well, I got these habits." When you realize how much God loves you, you break free of those habits because I'm made in the likeness of God the Father. And look at the last sentence. And the amazing grace of the Master, Jesus Christ, and the extravagant love of God in the intimate, because it's an intimate relation. Your best friend is the Holy Spirit today. Be with you all today. I'd like to pray that over your life today. Amen. Amen. Would you just receive that by just extending your hands like this, and I'll just make it a prayer. I'm going to keep my eyes open, and so can you just for this moment. We'll bow in a moment. Amen. Here's the prayer right now. May the amazing grace of the Master Jesus Christ and the extravagant love of God and the intimate friendship of the Holy Spirit be with you all today. Amen. Do you receive it today? Let's bow our heads right now. In the name of Jesus, I'm not only going to leave you in the name of Jesus, but in the name of Jesus, amen. In the name of the Holy Spirit, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. We bow before you, Father, right now, and we thank you for the touch of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We receive you right now by faith. You're in this room, and the bow and the rocking of somebody laying their hands on you right now in your seat today.
receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And you can ask God right now. You ask Him. Father, I know You have good gifts for me. Make it a prayer in your own life as a believer. Tell Him you want to go to the next level, that you need a continuous overflow in your life. Maybe you've left that gift or you ignored it. And the gift of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you're reapplying. There's a new fire within you. I'm going to ask for this, the infilling of the Holy Spirit of my life every morning, every afternoon, every evening. Fill the people of Living Faith Church. Those that are watching right now, fill them with the Holy Spirit. Just simply ask God to fill you. Yes, Lord. Thank You, Father. Touch them, Lord. Touch them. Thank You, Jesus. Bless them. You're in this room or watching online. I always want to give you an opportunity to remove every barrier. And the barrier might be you thinking that you can forgive your own sins, or you're not that bad compared to the other person. When we compare ourselves to Christ, the sinless one that died on the cross, no one has arrived. You need a relationship with God. You've never called upon the Lord to save you. This is your moment today. At Living Faith, I just ask you, if that's you, to lift your hand. I'll note your hand right where you're at. You'll receive Christ privately. Again, we'll go into water baptism in the coming weeks, and you can get water baptized. But right now, if this is your moment, you've never received Christ as your Savior, you're far away from God, you don't have a relationship with God, this is your moment today. If that's you, would you slightly lift your hand and say, that's me, I'm far away from God. God bless you, my sister. God bless you, sir. Someone else, just making sure, didn't see your hand, making sure, too. Anyone else, just saying, that's me, I need to receive Christ today. Two people lifted their hands. Let's pray this prayer. The two that lifted, check this out. The two that lifted, would you pray this prayer out loud enough that you can hear it, and then I'll pray it. Amen. With you, and others will pray it alongside all the sinners that are saved by grace, along with the chief sinner up here at the platform will pray it. Let's pray this prayer out loud. Heavenly Father, receive my prayer. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me clean. Make me new again. Thank You, Lord. Jesus, You're my Savior. Now be my Lord. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord. I want to bless you just with a prayer of Numbers chapter 6. And I want to bless our internet audience before we close right now. And so lift your hand one more time. I know you're not, hopefully nobody's hands are sore here. Yeah, everyone lift them. Lift them online right now. Just right there in front of your computer, in front of your phone right now. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. And may the Lord give you His peace. And this is how you bless the sons and daughters right now of the Lord. Thank You, Jesus. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Let's bless the Lord together. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to make sure that you take a connection card if you receive Christ. Fill that out. Let me know that you received Jesus. If you have a special prayer request, I take those. We pray every week over those, and we thank God. They're very special to me, and we pray for those every day until Sunday. If you receive Christ, there's this class called Growing in Faith, and it happens every Sunday. I want to make sure that you're part of that class, especially if you lifted your hand. You need to go to that class next week at 9 a.m. and be part of the great teaching that happens there. Is that good with everybody? Yes? Amen and amen. I'm going to invite Pastor Blaine. Didn't want to come up, but I'm forcing him. He's one of our honored guests, along with his precious wife, Deborah. They did exceptional. But would you come up and kind of give us a word and bless us? You can dismiss us, I think. That would be good. Yeah. Well, you look good. Doesn't he look good? I think he looked. He said, no, look at me. Yeah. I'll give you my coat. He'd probably break the arms of his Hulk guy.
Thank you, Pastor. Yeah, I didn't prepare to
Why don't you do that? I know you're good. This guy can talk. I know how he can talk, so we're good. Don't act that way. I know how you are. And he's a dear brother. You can tell him what God's doing. But sure. While I do this, at the very end, would you pray for our tithe and offering?
Sure.
There's three ways to give at Living Faith Church. I'm going to get off the stage. Deb and the praise team, they're going to dismiss us. And bro will pray for my pastor. We'll pray for the the giving as we give. There are three ways to give. You can give online 24/7 anytime. You can give text to give 779777 all the time. You can give 24/7 keyword Living Faith. Follow the prompts. You can give the old-fashioned way. Bring checks. Those are good, right? Check debit. But everyone can give today, right, everybody? We bless the tithe and the offering, and we're giving, and God bless us, and you'll pray for us as we give. Amen? Thank you, yes. Jesus. Yes.
So just real quick, I'll tell you kind of what, I don't know if Deb was able to tell you what we're doing, but in July, we're going to be getting back into the pastoral ministry. And I was telling my friend here that we're heading back north. My pastor's retiring after nearly 40 years of ministry, and so Debbie and I are going to be helping him for a bit, and then if everything goes as planned, we're going to be taking over for him. But it's one of those things that we never really planned on doing, that we never really saw in our future, but know that it's what God has for us, and know that it's the Lord's will. So a new adventure, a new season, but a new challenge as well. So, and thank you for having us. So I'm going to pray over the offering and pray that God will touch your finances, touch your life, and bless you like never before. Father, thank you for the great opportunity to give. And it's always a privilege to be able to give. And I know that there are seasons in our lives where we feel more generous than others, or where we feel more blessed than others. But you're always faithful to us, and you always come through for us, even when we don't see it, even when we don't understand it. And so I thank you for our pastors here today, Pastors Mario and Erman. I pray you would bless them. I pray for the congregation that as they give, that it would be pressed down, shaken together, and running over with your goodness in their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
We're going to sing the chorus of this song, Holy Spirit, You Are Welcome Here. And what I want you to do is I want you to just kind of place your hand over your heart. Because when you sing this, I want you to sing it, Holy Spirit, You Are Welcome Here in me. Come flood this place.